This is Passport to Texas. Texas Parks and Wildlife Executive Director Carter Smith issued an executive order last month giving authority to close caves on parks and wildlife property to protect bats from the spread of white nose syndrome.
White nose is this really mysterious disease.
Malia Bayless is a conservation biologist with Bat Conservation International. White nose, or Geomyces destructans, is fatal to bats and named for a white fungus found on the muzzles and wings of the infected animals.
It's killing up to 90 to 100% of the bats when it hits a hibernacula, which is a cave or mine where the bats hibernate.
Though bats can spread the disease among themselves, humans coming from infected bat caves and roosts can also transport the fungus. So cavers will need to decontaminate all clothing and gear before going from one site to the next.
And it's not going to be easy. Some of these decontamination protocols require a little bit of effort. But if we're not cleaning our gear as we move from site to site for this reason, what is the next bacteria or fungus that's going to be coming our way? So I think that clean gear is just good ethics. Whether or not it's for white nose syndrome, I think it's just a good pattern for us to get into.
You can find decontamination information at passporttotexas.org. That's our show. We receive support from the Wildlife Restoration Program, providing funding for habitat conservation in Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.